We can all agree that quality time is precious, and there's nothing I love more than connecting with someone over a home-cooked meal. But let's be honest, for most of us, finding time to plan meals and do shopping and cook from scratch can feel impossible most of the times, and that's where Gobble comes in. Gobble meal kits are quality time delivered, because unlike other meal kits that send you raw ingredients, all of the Gobble recipes feature pre-prepped ingredients and are designed to be ready in a fraction of the time. Each week, choose from their rotating menu of 18 plus gourmet meals you can mix and match from classic recipes, lean and clean, and vegetarian options, and Gobble will deliver right to your door. Plus, they have lunch options like salads and soups, breakfast kits, and even desserts. We recently made these Baja-style fish tacos, and Yoni and I could not get enough. They were so good and came together so fast. See what a difference Gobble will make for your household? Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. Get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/thejuice. That's gobble.com/thejuice today for $120 off your Gobble order. This offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. When my work schedule is packed with work deadlines, in-person events, and social commitments, it's easy to let some priorities slip. Even though I know going to the gym is good for me, especially when I'm overwhelmed, it's hard to make time for it sometimes. But I would say when I'm starting to feel like my plate is too full, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. Therapy truly is so helpful for learning positive coping skills for when I get too overwhelmed and I get to build up my priorities. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's all online and designed to be the most convenient and flexible and work with your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you need to switch therapists, it's so easy and you can do it anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/WTJ today and get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp.com/WTJ. Okay, somebody said, my neighbor let herself into my house for a lemon and left $2 and some change.
What?
Wait, I feel like this person lives in Europe. This person does not live in Europe. Again? My neighbor let herself into my house for a lemon and left $2 and some change.
That's crazy.
That's so cute, though.
That is cute. But like, but where that's do you so live? Nice. And yeah. Also, would you be mad at that?
No. And I think it would be so cute that they left, like, I would just take the lemon.
That's stealing.
Well, if we're friends. I would be like, hey, I really need a lemon. I'll buy you one next
time. And also, how do you just get in the house?
Yeah, that's another thing. So that's why I'm like, where do you live that your neighbor can let themselves into your apartment?
It sounds like some country shit. Like you live somewhere on.
Like something somewhere really nice in like Switzerland.
Yeah.
That's what I imagine. Somebody said, we shared a bedroom wall with our neighbors and they be fucking.
Oh.
Like so incredibly loud, it's insane. We can hear everything in caps. Slapping skin and all, LMAO.
What?
Okay. Makes me wonder what they can hear, okay, from their side. But I feel like there's no way we're as loud as them. They're on some kinky type shit, for real. No shame, just wow, so loud. Wait, why do I look you want to hear?
Yo, that, I mean,
it's kind of a vibe.
No, I'm not going to lie to you. I would want to hear that. But just for a little bit. Because it's like, so, it's actually. I'm gonna take that back. But if that does happen, it will bother me if it's like, if it goes all on for a really long time. But like,
it gets old after a while. Okay, someone said, my upstairs neighbor vacuums 7 days a week up to 8 times a day.
What?
I counted.
No.
She says,
7 days a week, 7 times a day?
7 days a week up to 8 times a day.
It sounded like she counted that shit.
She said, the neighbor said, I have a cat. My question is, what did you ask your neighbor for them to tell you, I have a cat?
What do you mean?
Like, did you ask them, damn, you vacuum often? You know? Like, you don't say that.
Yeah, I don't know, right? Like, how would you ask them that?
Anyways.
Do you vacuum a lot? I mean, vacuuming every single day? Oh, my God. You have a cat? I mean, just because you have a cat don't mean you have to vacuum every single day. Not only that, up to 8 times a day?
Yeah, like...
It's like, that's almost every 2 hours.
That's crazy.